Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit here at 6:55. Joe, we got word yesterday the Auburn game will be a 5 o'clock kickoff and another ESPN appearance for the Commodores in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually glad they made the decision as quickly as they did. I thought that they might wait even as late as early next week before making a final decision, but they've gone and done that, so it'll be a 5 o'clock. And I know the players will like that. They've had a lot of success under the lights, so this game will finish under the lights. And I'm sure they're looking forward to it, but right now probably just looking forward to a couple of days off to try to get some of these guys healed up a little bit.
Joe, Larry Munson stepping down after 43 years at the University of Georgia. You know, just an extraordinary career. And I know Larry Munson was a guy that when you were a mere tot growing up here in Nashville, you listened and watched him.
Absolutely. And he's one of those guys that has sort of transcended, you know, his school and his sports in some ways. You know, Georgia football is Larry Munson to a lot of folks. And so that's going to be quite an adjustment. I'm sure Scott Howard will step in and take over the duties there. He's been doing basketball and helping with football for quite some time. But, you know, Larry has been in, you know, obviously had some health issues he had to deal with recently. And you know, he must have just gotten up and said, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I can't prepare for a broadcast. And I would imagine Larry, knowing him, probably said, I can't do it the way I want to do it, you know, the way I used to do it. And so he probably said, you know, it's time to step down. But, boy, he's a legend, and he'll certainly be missed in the booth.
Joe, you think of guys like Jack Crystal and people around the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Hawthorne,
yep.
Our buddy at LSU,
yep,
of course.
That was the next name I was going to drop. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And just those guys who go back to a time when every game wasn't on television and the announcer was more identified with the school. I mean, you know, you would flip around the dial, I'm sure, in this part of the country, and you were able, you know, to get an LSU game or maybe get an Ole Miss game or get Larry, obviously, at Georgia. And it was just a different time when the announcers and the players and the coaches were bigger than life.
And it's funny because this comes after our game at Ole Miss, which was not televised. And in a time when almost every Southeastern Conference game is televised and will be, in fact, starting next season, I get a lot of people say, I can't believe this game isn't on television. And then it sort of reinforces the fact that fans are going to be, you're going to be their lifeline for that game that night. So it sort of adds a little bit to it for you. I remember that really hit home with me in basketball season when we played Mississippi State on senior night, and that game was not televised and turned out to be one of the greatest performances ever at Memorial Gym, and there was no television for it. So everybody just had to live with our description of it. It puts a little pressure on you, to be honest. But
I tried not to mess up as much as I usually do.
Yeah, well, and you stepped up. You did a really good job Saturday. But it does. You do think about those things that, you know, this is it. This is the only way they're going to get it. And so it's a special responsibility.
And, Joe, in the final 30 or 45 seconds we have here, David Price got his first start with Tampa Bay last night. I saw quite a bit of it. Threw the ball well, went into the sixth inning, and gave up one earned run.
Had him thinking no-hitter through four, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's something else. His ERA, I guess, now for the majors is 2.32. So it's going to be interesting to see what role he will play through the playoffs. You know, has he earned a spot in a rotation?
Oh, I think he's in the rotation. I would bet he's in the rotation.
I think he is too, Mark. I think they got him a couple of appearances, liked what they saw, and there's no reason not to give him a chance. I mean, if you can throw 5 1/3 of relief at Yankee Stadium and only give up the one, that's a pretty good indication you're probably ready to go.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you roll. Have a good day.
Okay, guys, take care.